President Bush travels today to Monterrey, Mexico for the Summit of the Americas, where he will meet with more than 30 other leaders. Relations are tense between the United States and much of Latin America. The United States faces resistance to a hemisphere-wide free trade deal and resentment over new domestic security measures. Most of Latin America also refused to support Mr. Bush in his war in Iraq, something the administration has not forgotten. But it's not all bad news for the president. Latin American leaders seem to like his immigration proposal for undocumented Latinos in the United States. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports.
President Bush arrives in Monterrey with a sweeping new immigration proposal to make the roughly 10 million undocumented workers in the U.S. eligible for temporary work visas and green cards. A majority of those workers come from Latin America. Immigration and other regional concerns landed on the back burner after the September 11th attacks when the U.S. shifted its priorities to Afghanistan and Iraq. But the flow of undocumented Latinos into the U.S. has risen. Many, like 45-year-old Honduran Ruben Medina, say they'll risk everything to reach the States because at home there's nothing but hunger. Medina was resting recently in a shelter on the Guatemala-Mexico border on his way north. That's why you resolve to keep trying, he says, even if you die on the trail. Here we suffer so much that even if you don't make it once, you tell yourself, perhaps the next time, the next time, or the next time. Medina has been caught 11 times trying to reach the States, but says he's not lost hope. President Bush, via his new proposal, would discourage such flight by strengthening local economies. To do that, he's pushing the Free Trade of the Americas Agreement, a controversial hemispheric proposal to eliminate trade barriers. The FTAA is not officially on the Monterrey agenda, but Mr. Bush will likely push for it behind the scenes and face resistance. A group of Latin American leaders, led by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, complain that the U.S. is unfairly protecting its farmers from competition while pressuring them to open their markets. Brazil will fight for the elimination of barriers and to obtain rules that are fair to our needs as a developing country, Lula said. We will seek to eliminate the scandalous agricultural subsidies of developed countries which hurt our producers. Brazil is also angry that the U.S. is now photographing and fingerprinting most visitors under new anti-terrorism rules. In retaliation, it's taking mugshots of American tourists. In a news conference last week, Secretary of State Colin Powell said Brazil's response is unfair.
The difference is that they single out Americans, whereas our program is universal except for the visa waiver people.
President Bush also arrives amid renewed tensions centered around Cuba and a perceived leftward drift in the region. Last week, the U.S. called off a scheduled round of immigration talks with Cuba, and Secretary Powell once again accused the island of trying to destabilize the region.
We now, in our wonderful hemisphere, have 34 of those 35 nations' democracies, except for one place, and that's Cuba, which continues to oppress its people, which continues to deny its people a better life, and given the opportunity, will stir things up.
As proof, Washington points to Fidel Castro's close ties to leftist Hugo Chavez, the populist president of Venezuela. Chavez is facing a recall vote after more than a year of massive protests. The Bush administration does not hide its distaste for Chavez, and last week publicly frowned on Argentina for warming to Cuba as well. Argentina has responded angrily. Standing between the South American leaders and the U.S. is Mexican President Vicente Fox, who has sought to balance closer ties to the U.S. with greater Latin American solidarity. Fox was spurned by Bush after the terrorist attacks of September 11th and Mexico's refusal to endorse the Iraq War. On the eve of the Monterrey summit, Fox expressed hope that an immigration accord could herald better relations for all of Latin America. But he said he'd push for even greater North American unity, including open borders.
Later on in the future, we expect that, as it happens with the Canadian citizens, that they don't need to put their finger there and the picture to come into the United States, that we would have that kind of considerations also in the future.
President Bush will meet privately with President Fox later today. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Mexico City.